Okay, and we are back for the final segment of this epic podcast on the Maverick Radio Hour, where I go through the tyranny virus deconstruction of a societal weapon or the great unmasking. Now, the last portion here is the solutions aspect of things. And there's a few notes to be made of, and I'll try to go through this quick. The biological component of this, the virus itself, is the most temporary and short-lived aspect of the whole scheme, and is therefore not the point. Remember this, folks. The temporary aspect of this thing is the biological aspect of it. So a virus or an epidemic or pandemic that comes upon people is only ever a temporary thing. It's only going to last so long. When the government takes emergency powers, it doesn't give them back. It doesn't give them back. We need to take them back ourselves. Powers and those impositions that they put upon the population are meant to be permanent. Can see what happened with the Patriot Act. It was only temporary. It's only for the emergency of Islamic terrorism. Clearly, that's not how these things, operate. That's not the intent behind the authors of them. Their intent is not for it to be temporary. Their intent is not for these emergency measures to go away when the virus goes away. No, the intention is to alter society completely, irrevocably, and permanently. And that is why it is to be resisted so greatly. So, clearly, as shown, the major intent behind this whole attack is the socially engineering irrational mass compliance. Emotionally triggered irrational groupthink is the holy grail for the forces of evil. Do not give it to them. Now, this is something that's been mentioned by others as well. And again, it's that command and control thing. If they can, utilizing whatever measures or intentions to, so that they can stand up there and say whatever they want to and get people to do whatever they want to, that's straight up command and control. Now, that's a holy grail for them. Doesn't make any difference whether there's some sort of rational aspect to it or not. Doesn't make any difference if there's some sort of self-benefit to the persons who are issuing these mandates or these dictates. The fact that they can get people to do them is the thing that they're trying to gain, because that is that's a holy grail. Again, somebody who can go out and just say something and people will do it is, that's power. It really is. Illegality of mandates. As anyone who has closely read the Constitution would know, none of the mandates issued concerning this virus, or any others for that matter, are legal. And considering their effects, not only are these mandates illegal, they are deeply criminal. Individuals, businesses, and other organizations that have been negatively impacted monetarily by, quote, virus mandates should feel free to sue the NIH, the CDC, the WHO, among others, in civil court. As the truth comes out and scholars, attorneys, and judges start to understand what's really going on here, our legal system's decisions will adjust accordingly. And that is happening. It's happening, and it's awesome to see. It's great. These things are really being, finally the legal system's catching up, and they're saying that this stuff is clearly illegal. None of it could ever be imposed on the people. None of these things are laws. And even if they were laws, they would be illegal laws. and again, this goes back to, or for any other virus for that matter. That's right. It doesn't matter what other virus that they're talking about. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever. Whether, even if it's something that that causes 10% mortality, it doesn't matter. Because it is much more important that our government adheres to its restrictions regarding individual liberty, then it imposes some sort of security state upon us. I have full faith, 100%, in people to make the right choices for themselves in the aggregate if they are able to make those choices for themselves. And the right choice for you, what you do in your life, is going to be different from the right choice that someone else makes in their own life. We're all different like this. That's just how it is. We're not cogs in a machine. We're not zombies. We're not robots that all came off the assembly line all the same. That's just not how we are as people. And the person that knows the best for you, I believe, is you. As the person who knows the best for me is me. And so that is something to keep in mind. And our entire system of governance and the American way of life is predicated upon that concept. And if you're going against that concept, you're going against America. And we have a particularly special position in this world that, as I mentioned before, is where personal and individual liberty reigns free. We are the free country in this sense. And we need to step up and retain that position. Other countries in the world can do their thing. They can do what they want to do. If China wants to abuse their people and their people are cool with that, like, that's their business. It doesn't mean we have to do business with them, and it doesn't mean we have to condone that, but we're not to force that sort of thing upon others. But here, this is our responsibility, and we need to take care of business on that front. It looks like we really are, which is good. A note on the media. I would be less hesitant to comment on the news of the day if I were more certain of the events in question, the on-the-ground reality, as it were. Considering the landscape today, it is a bit difficult, to say the least, to have confidence in the news. Considering so, here's how I deal with the fake news. Speculate and presume and deduce as much as you reasonably can, and take action that satisfies as many of those possibilities/probabilities. Being potentially misinformed, therefore, will less likely hazard you and others. Also, a good strategy for times when some issue has harmful implications in the simple binary, obvious choice decision, in how one ought best to proceed. Issues are nonetheless addressed in a cautious manner, to be further acted on when information of higher reliability is acquired. So, this is a strategy to operate. Considering the brave new world of basically just lies being imposed on people and the unreliability of so much of the news that we get, in that in order to nonetheless keep progressing, we can utilize certain mental strategies, and this is one of them, and also to make sure that you actually see what's happening on the ground level with your own eyes, or confirm through trusted sources prior to taking action on that level. So that's something to keep in mind as well. Solutions. A new economic. This plan can undo much of the economic damage done to our society, and still carries the benefits as outlined originally. It was fortunate that it was released and spread about before the panic and censorship kicked in. The full release was in September 2019. This will have to wait, mostly, until or concurrent with addressing other pressing matters as shown hereon. Also, as this plan is what may be called an economic declaration of independence or a super jubilee, and its implementation carries strong consequences, the introduction of the idea itself was most vital prior to the initial panic, less than its immediate implementation, which carries too much shock to trade and government and supply chains and energy production to be introduced and implemented in the short term. Note, little authoritative action needs to be taken on the issues listed on the chart for a new economic, just the steps. This needs to be clear. Also, the way in which the steps were crafted was mostly to create in the mind of the reader an image of the economic world after the shift and encourage thought on the psychological social effects of such a world. It should go without saying that there are 1,000 kinks that need to be ironed out before actually implementing the steps. Also, I have amended step 2 as it was originally shown to indicate that it is not necessary to close any accounts, but rather to use them to pay foreign debts. In such a manner, after boarding the new ship, we instead push the old ship out to sea rather than sinking it. And also that step 2 is optional. And the reason it is optional is because, A, it's unnecessary in a authoritative sense. It goes against being secure in one's own property and that sort of thing, and it's far too an authoritative imposition on step 2 to be pushed through. And also because step 2 will simply happen as a result of doing steps 1 and 3, in that utilizing the old money will eventually simply go away slowly in an organic manner rather than, as I said here, we push it out, push the old ship out to sea as opposed to sinking it. Such that we have a more smooth transition rather than coming down with a hammer on the old currency. Exorcism of tyranny. This plan reasserts constitutional authority over the federal government through the mechanism of encouraging people so employed to ignore those orders of, quote, leaders who invalidate themselves through the quality of said orders. It is a reassertion of the law of laws that additionally provides the relevant law that is to be enforced. This adjusts the focus of law enforcement toward their most sacred duty while freeing them from carrying out petty tyranny on the common people, most exemplified by the absurdities put forth in the present virus panic. This chart is clearly of pertinence in that effort, and it should be noted that the recommendations made in that pamphlet were based on the observations and deductions shown hereon. There you go. Yeah, Exorcism of Tyranny is the pamphlet, and this tyranny virus is what you call the supporting document for that. And the primacy of reality. This interrelated conception, in short, is a manner of establishing reality again with the components that relate less to economics or politics than to psychology, religion, sociology, technology, and more. This will be the third and final Great Awakening of my contribution coming soon. Yes, so that is that's the third one coming soon. I suppose it's a good time to announce that. I think it's the first I've mentioned in this series of broadcasts. But that'll be coming out here soon enough. So look forward to that. Here in 2022 at some point. Note, if we do not learn from this live exercise, then the industrial political systems have us potentially trapped in an endless cycle of abuse, as if there being no ceiling on, quote, how much you would pay to get medical attention weren't bad enough, e.g. Note, these lists are not exhausted by any means. There are many more observations and consequences that may be deduced from the tyranny virus and its associated arms. And finally, concluding thoughts. Trust yourselves and do not be deceived. Stand up for yourself. Don't be afraid of conflict, and if it happens, practice de-escalation. Stay calm and state your stance. The good news is right here. You have incredible power to shape your world. Stand tall and hold steady. A note on censorship. For writers, performers, artists, historians, journalists, censorship is unfairly attacking your competition, canceling the game, and declaring a winner anyway. That's why we have the referee, the Constitution, and U.S. defenders. Guardians, you may say. Law with the big L. Truth is what we tell. All have this within them, as we all have the divine spark, should we choose to reveal this little light of mine, and as such is the assault we are under. Shine your candle bright. Long ago, this land was green and good, then the crystal cracked. It is yet there. We can rebuild it. This temple shall shine radiant beams of golden light. What has happened here is something very insidious that is being done to us against our wishes and under false pretenses. You don't need to put up with it, nor does just about anyone. The political reasons that are ultimately behind this will soon be known. In the meantime, in person, ignore those ridiculous demands that you're supposed to comply with prior in order to make the bully start the fight in real life, and you can know who the real bully is, and that much better to tell him or her to shove it, so to speak. And so that bully realizes that they are being one. It's almost like, as well, that the digital world hacked our realities. For, big surprise, artificial intelligence likely had to have had a leading role in design and implementation of the series of events, actions, and rhetoric known as the tyranny virus. Add to which, when censoring political speech becomes the realm of algorithms, then the computers have us by the balls, so to speak, in that the medium creates its own robot police, and without human control, is a most wicked manner of beast. Another way to understand what happened is that China tricked us into doing the lockdowns, wearing the masks, and governing through fiat dictate, which goes against all of our most sacred laws of due process and separation of powers. Politicians and authorities got caught up in this and often doubled down to avoid being seen as making a mistake. Ultimately, another great lesson to be learned from all of this is the great value in virtue in admitting that one has been deceived. This is vital if we are to avoid another such panic that wrecks our lives, benefits a select few in the shadows, attacks our judicial system and good faith governmental processes, and God knows what else, all under the unquestionable auspices of false pretense. Let us not be fooled again. Electronic version date, June 21st, 2021. Signed, Garrett C. Tufte, June 30th, 2021. So, there you have it. That is the chart for the tyranny virus, deconstruction of a societal weapon, or the great unmasking, that hopefully will provide a bit of a guide for those out there who are looking into a little bit more of what this has all been about, and the astounding level of societal attack that this has been. Now, it's good to see that there's huge amounts of pushback coming against this, and there's going to be more tomorrow still. And every day that we continue to talk about the truth is another day that the lies collapse. And so, let's continue to do so. I'm going to keep doing it myself, and we're going to move on to a few other things after this, and at the same time, stay vigilant against further usurpations of our God-given rights and sovereignty. So, Happy New Year, everyone. Happy 2022. The hope is full. Peace, love, harmony, justice, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.